So the Gemara says that that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said the Bnei Chaburish are makbid. They're makbid, so they end up with a situation where they're over the measuring, weighing, counting. They're going to use the shunners of borrowing, and according to Hillel, you'd have a problem of ribis. Mor says, "Yehachi bonav ubnei beisoy nami." So why are bonav ubnei beisoy permitted? You have the same problem. So Mor answers, "Bonav ubnei beisoy hanu taima kid Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav." The hat over here is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's halacha. We're on the top of Kuf Mem Testament base three. Damar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the third line on the Kuf Mem Testament base. Damar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Mutar Lahavas Banavu Bnei Beisa Bribis, a person can lend money to his members of his household, which are supported by him. He's not really a loan, because they're going to pay him back with the money which he gives them. It's not really ribis. But you're allowed to lend it to ribis. Kelatimam tam ribis. They should taste what it feels like. You know, paying interest. You get the feeling of how much it costs, how much it hurts. This way, they will not do it. So Morris says, okay, but when he does it with his own family, it's similarly, it's not really a real capade over here, because they don't own anything. So there's no problem of mida, mishkel, minyan, etc. Marci hachi mona gadol lo kenega mona katana nami. So even if the father wants to give a large portion and one small portion, he could do that too. What's the problem with that? The Mishnah says you can't do that. Mor says, you know what, you could. You could do that. So either Mishnah, we have to rephrase the Mishnah. The Mishnah is missing a step. Mefis adam im bono vimbrei beisa ala shulchan filam mono gadol kenegad mono katana. Father can draw lots, even for a large portion versus a small portion. My time. Why is that permitted? Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, we just quoted, says you're allowed to lend money to the children of Baribis. They should see how uncomfortable it is, because all relying on him, so it's not really a loan. But but to other people, you can't do that because my time I could have Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That was Shmuel's halacha, that if they're makbid, you're going to have all these different isurim. Then mona gadol kenegad mona katana af b'chol lecherem is asur. That's prohibited even during the weekdays to other people. So on Shabbos you have a problem of all of these Dinim Shmuel said. If it's not Shabbos, you don't have those problems, but Amana Gzalak Amana Katana is usher on the weekdays, my time in Mishum Kuvyu, because that's a situation of that's like a Masach of a Kuvyu. The person is, it's an Asmachta situation. The person, I'm willing to forgo, I hope to get the larger portion. So I'm willing to commit over here. I don't know. The case would be that there's some financial commitment on these parts of these two people. Each person pays $2, and they get a chance to get the larger portion. So I'm giving my money, expecting to get the larger portion, not getting, it's a smacht. I'm only giving the money to get the larger one, not to get the smaller one. So it's a case of mesach b'kuvya, of playing with dice. Zakrashi. Kuf Mem Tesavet Aleph at the bottom. So Rashi says, "In bonam v'bnei beisoy, inim akar lo." It's four lines on the bottom. The Mishnah says, "Only with the family." Apparently, somebody else not. Loy tana umeifis alamodus. Just say you can why mention the family? He says you can make it. You can show lots on the portions. Why is it a problem? Shum love and parent, the gods of Rabbanan Shemitu Chazal said if you lend, you might come to right. So the measuring is the measuring, etc. Kedirei Hillel, the Chai Shema Yakiru Chite Havos Kikorus, Afmishum Ribis. So if you're not really makbid, it's not really a loan, you're not really expecting to get it back, so you can't call it ribis, you're not expecting to get it back. But if it's really a loan, so then you're going to end up with ribis. But I'm going to be based on Nami, Lechash the ribis, Mekolhani. So with family also you should have a problem. The answer is, you're allowed to lend Lahavis Mishaloi, to lend them money of your own money with your family. But I'm going to be based on Silchon Shachonim, people which are relying on you for the support. You keep in the Kol Mishaloi, any kind of ribbis. It's not really ribbis because you're laying out the money and they're going to pay you back for the money that you lay out. It's not really called a loan. You do a latim and tam ribbis, she'edu kama kosher, we'll see how difficult paying ribbis is. I'm going to keep the Mishaloi who. It's a ribbis, there's no problem with ribbis in this situation because it's not really theirs, so there's no problem with ribbis. So therefore, we would say, just wants to make it that nobody should be jealous. It's not a question of a real measuring, etc. So a large portion versus a small portion, what's wrong with that? The problem is kuvya. It's also even on weekdays. Given the kol mishaloi, am I also? What's the problem? Latimim time of kuvya ba'almahu. He's just trying to give them the flavor of what kuvya is. I don't know if it's good or bad, but like one kid says, the 101, the other says, "Yeah, I'm gonna do this again." But. The more says, my time in Mutter, why is it Mutter? It's not a problem with Kovya, but Kidra Vira Rav, the Latiman Ba'alma, which is giving a flavor, is not called the, is also. Yimacharloi. Somebody else, it's also Kidra Vira Mashmol, the Kibin Machbidin, Oyver Mishul Mido Mishkol Minyan, even though it's not larger portion versus small portion, so there's no Kovya situation, but you have a problem with Mido Mishkol Minyan, you're measuring out perfectly, exactly, precisely a certain amount. And the large versus small is also even on weekdays mishum kuvya. The gasel who? Senisa derbana the smachta lekanya. Senisa derbana the smachta. We call it gasel. Ha smachta. This is a situation of smachta. The samachal girl. He's putting the money in, relying on that he might win. The mipol a girl amona hagdar. If the girl will be get the large portion for him, eskibal get it. Fichach tola atzma. He's willing to put his money in. Av the girl Akhtana Alasafik. Vil Yoda Mitchila, Yudha Mitchila, Shekain Lahoya Misratza. If he really knew he would lose, he wouldn't do it. So he's really putting it in on a sort of like conditionally, which he's then paying when the condition doesn't work, he's left to pay. So that's a problem. Okay. So the mission said that you're allowed to be malta choloshim ala kachim b'yamtiv al b'loy ala monos. So you can make this girl between the kahanim for portions of kachim, but not for the monos. My al b'loy ala monos. What does it mean? Not on the portions. Amar Yaakov Reider Bas Yaakov, the Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. So his, broad the Bas Yaakov, the son of the woman that was there, was the son of the daughter of Yaakov, so it's his name of his grandfather. It says, Avoloi al Hamanis, Shalchol, you can't do it on the portions of Kachin which were from the previous day, not from the Yamtiv. So the Kribon, you ought to bring Chagigas, so the things you ought to bring on Yamtiv, so those portions of those animals you would make chaloshin. That is, but on the from the portion of the Karbonos from the Erev Yom Tov, that not. Morris says Pshita. I understand, they're not from the Yom Tov itself, so why should you want to be apportioning things? Or answer like this. Matatema Ha'obaksiv V'amech Kimribe Koyen. That the Navi compares Klai Yisrael to the Kahanim, which were argumentative people. So I feel Amonis Tuchol Nami. So maybe Chazal should permit, in order to prevent any fighting, etc. Because if if these people are argumentative people, so they're going to fight about anything. So it's Kedai to make the Chaloshim in order to prevent the potential for arguments. So even Manas the Chol should be permitted on Yom Tov. Also Kamashma. Okay. Once we quote Rav Yaakov Raw de Bas Yaakov, we quote another phrase from him. See Rajas quickly. Shalkachim shal esma means the portions of the Korbanos for Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Kahanim elo shehem balim riba. Klaus is compared to these Kahanim, which are people which always argue. I feel the cholnami listru their fabrication. Even the weekday ones we should permit. The hafiz be yomtiv to do the pious on them, the girl on them, in order to prevent the arguments. That's what I might have thought. We're not going to permit that. So the Gemara. V'amar Rav Yaakov Barad Bas Yaakov. Kol shechaver nena shal yodei. If Reuven is the source of Shimon's punishment from Shemayim, he calls him to task, and therefore Shemayim they send out a punishment to Shimon. So Emachtis and Hashem Mechitzasu Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's not able to join into the inner sanctum of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim. The Chazal, the more brings the pasuk later on in Mishle, Gam Anoishal Tzadik Lo Toiv. Even a tzadik causing punishment is not going to be good. So it's not a good idea to call down divine wrath on Pliny. He says, "Look what he did to me, and you should punish him." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Well, Hashem says fine, but you're going to lose from doing that also." The Gemara says, "How do you know that?" Menolan. Elaine, but maybe the suggestion would be the following: Mishum Dixiv, Vayomer Hashem, Mi Yafate Es Achov, V'Yal V'Yipol B'Rumos Kivod. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, Renovi, has a nevuah where he sees that in Shemayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, "Who wants to be the one to go and convince Achav to go and fight? And when he goes to fight, he will be vanquished in the place called Ramos Gilad." We ever said Bekoi, we ever said Amr Bekoi. This one says this one says that. So the ruach comes up, it stands in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will be mefata. It says, what will I do? Eight say, but you see, ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyav, all of his neviyah sheker, I will get all of them to say the same quote, that he should go and he'll win. Vayomer Hashem says, tefata v'gam tuchol, you will be mefata and you will be successful. Say vaseke. Go out and do it. So this word say is extra. Go out and do it means like stay out. Now, Arena my ruach, it says the ruach, who's the ruach? I reckon it's a ruach shel novice. So novice had this kerem which was near. Novice HaYisraeli had a karen which was near Achav's property. And Achav wanted it. Novice refused to sell it. So he didn't know what to do. So Isabel gave him the Eitzah, why don't you hire false Edim to testify against Novus that he did an Aver, which is Chayv Misa. And that's what he did. And they killed Novus, and then the king took the property. Well, so this the Ruach of Novus is going to take this Nakama from Akov. And that's the Ruach it's referring to. He will convince all of the Nevi'im, however that means from Shemaim, he will convince them, whatever, he will present this false thought to all of them. They're all going to say that he should go and win. And he went and he was killed. Okay, we might say, what does the word say mean? Omer Rab, say, Mimichitosi. So go out. So you see that even though what he did was condoned by Kadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense, but causing somebody to get punished, it's a double-edged sword. And where it says, no right, but Dilma Hasim Hanotaima, the Ksib, Dervishkar, Lo Yikot, that over there, the fact that it was done through a process of Sheker can't stay there in the Mechitza of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Yikot, it cannot be established. Elamei Hacha. Maybe the pasuk is maybe the source for this concept is from the following pasuk. Sovata koloin mikavoit. You've absorbed much more embarrassment than honor. She say, you should now have to. Absorb, should say, drinking in, but it means absorbing in. Gamatza v'heorel asher. I think the end of the pasuk is asher imoch. So what is it referring to? Sabata kolam mikabed zed Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar, the words we say later on, Nebuchadnezzar would. Take the various kings which he had captured and force them to live with him illicitly. And then, should say, Gamatov, it's referring to Sitkio, that when he came to Sitkio, we attempted to do with Sitkio, he wasn't successful, and it became apparent to everybody there that what he was trying to do. But it says you're going to, that Sitkio is also going to get this embarrassment. Now Sitkio was the one which caused the punishment to Nebuchadnezzar. And you see, Sitkio was also getting the embarrassment. Mara says, what do you see? The whole passage is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Where do you see it's referring to Sitkio also? Vayit Sitkio, tzedika, my harbor in the mevet lay. I mean, that Sitkio, it just says that he who was a tzaddik, he was totally under the power of the Nebuchadnezzar, I mean, he did. He had no choice in the matter. So, why should he be punished? And the more it brings a story that the more references the story, the more which the more is in the quote later on at the bottom of the Yomid of what happened to Nebuchadnezzar when he attempted to do it to Tzidkio. It refers to him in the Brisa as a tzaddik, indicating that he was not culpable at all. Versus Elamei Hachab, so the source for the concept of this idea of Rabbi Yaakov Barod of As Yaakov is the pasuk Gam Anosh La Tzaddik La Toiv. So punishment even for a tzaddik is not good. Ein La Toiv El Ra. So if you're not good, it means you're bad. Russia is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not one who wants Russia, and Ra cannot dwell with you. tzedakah to Hashem, and below yogur b'migur churva. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzedakah is such that dwelling in his dwelling place, Ra cannot dwell there. Okay. Where it says, my mashma, the high chaloshim lishta the purahu. So it says, going back to the, the order over here is interesting, because the more brought of Yaakov shot in the Mishnah, for another statement by him, the more it goes back to, by the way, what does the word chaloshim mean? And then it goes back to, by the way, that was an interesting thought you mentioned over there in that conversation about Nebuchadnezzar. What's the story over there? Okay, so when you say the word chaloshim is a language of pura, pura is a girl, purim, a lot. He says, yimata chaloshim, so it's a new phrase for the word throwing a lot. Where does it come from? The ksiv, after falta bishamayim, heilel ben shochar, nigal to la'oretz, chalesh al goyim. So it's... that who gave you the rights to throw these lots on the nations? So Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna Melam Shari Matal Purul Pur Agadol Imalchus Leida Eza Ben Yomer Shamishkev Zocher. So what Nebuchadnezzar did was he threw lots. Who's going to be forced to come to him that day from Mishkev Zocher? Buxiv, when Nebuchadnezzar finally received his punishment, Komalchi Goyim Kulam. And the pasuk ends off that a language of nochu that they rested. So Rabbi Yochanan should nochu mi mishkav zocher. They no longer were forced to have this mishkav zocher with the king. Rabbi Yochanan, kayom shalosu rosha loy nimsa schok befek kol bria. When the Nebuchadnezzar was reigning, nobody laughed. Shemer nocha shokta kol oritz poschu rino. So there's the word nocha, and the pasuk teaches it says shokta kol oritz, everything relaxed, poschu rino, and they were able to burst forth in song. And chal dat hashal have a rino, but up to that point there was no rino. V'amar b'yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan also lamed b'beis hashalos rosha. You may not stand in the home of Nebuchadnezzar. You can go to where the home is, you can't go inside there. Shenemar Usirim Yirak Tusham, the evil spirits, the Adim, the Shadim, dance inside there. So Rashi says, so what's the Cheshbon? The Pasuk saying that it's part of they're supposed to be there. But they don't like being there when human beings are there. So you, by going in, are forcing them out. So you can't do that. So you have to stay away, let them have their place. When the Rosh decided to do it to Sidkio, the Mishkav Zachar, was his turn. His Nebuchadnezzar's organ extended to the point that it became visible to everybody there what he was trying to do. Extended for 300 amas. Shemar Sabata Kolay Mikovid Shasei Gam Atom Hey Arel Arel Begamatri Shlosh Meir Sabe Havi. It was 300 amas. 300. Vomer Vidum Rav Shosh Yerod Oysa Rosh LeKehenim. When Nebuchadnezzar came down to Gehenim, Rosh Kol Yer the Gehenim, even over there, everybody got nervous. Amr Shema Limsha Aleim Hubo. Maybe they sent him down to be the king down there, like to catch up with them. You imagine Hitler coming down to the Yonivay, we need him. He's going to be a dictator on top of us over here.
Rule Gehenim.
Or, that's what they're worried about. Or lecholos kemoisim hubar. Maybe he's coming to be burnt like them. They weren't sure. Shema gamato chuleisa kemoino eleno nimshalta. So you're also going to be burnt. but you came unto us to rule. So that's the, not sure which one it is. It's the Baskal Ba'amra. We mean the Omta. Who made you any sweeter than anybody else? Redor, go down. V'hashkeva esarelim, lie with the relim over there also. You're going to be the same as them. Ech shavas nogeis. The noigeis, the one who comes to the one noigeis, they have in the, what do you call them? The Mitzrayim.
Taskmaster,
thank you. Shavsa Madheva, you're going to lie down on Madheva. Madheva is one of the names of Gehenna. Rav Shavsa Umazul Shomer. Let's just finish off. No, that's later. Okay.